come back to it just again to simply point out the difficulties and what we can come up with. The sugya opens with this diuk in the Mishnah. Very amorphous diuk. Exactly what is the Gemara's diuk? That we have, the Mishnah says the pas gets hamotzi, and the Mishnah says yirakos gets adam. The Gemara says katani yirakos dumi the pas. There's some sort of analogy, a comparison, just like pas nishtana de ha'or, af yirakos nishtana de ha'or. And the Gemara says zoso meres yirakos bracha len bar pi adam, that we see from here that the bracha of yirakos is adam. So what exactly did the Gemara see in the Mishnah to imply the din of yirakos? So perhaps the best pshat that one could say without seeing anything in terms of the Rishonim, just in terms of the Gemara itself, the Chor is what we suggested yesterday, that the diuk is that the fact that the Mishnah tells me the din of pas as an exception to the rule of hadama that you say for all birchas, all peres ha'aretz, which then yirakos is a subcategory of, there would have been a hadama, but there's a better bracha, the bracha is amotzi. But the fact that in theory there could have been hadama on pas, that means that you would still retain the bracha of the hadama on the chitim, even though it went through the change, the metamorphosis of ur, of fire. That shows that the same thing would be by yirakos. By yirakos, there's no special bracha when it changes, so then the bracha remains hadama, as would have been the din by pas if you wouldn't say hamotzi. Perhaps that's the most intuitive way to read the Gemara. But then, of course, we have the question, which Tosus really asks, but I don't think Tosus is asking that question understanding the Gemara the way we just said, but Tosus raises the question in any case, that after all, the case of Pas is what type of a Shinui? It's a Shinui Le'iluya, as we know. It's better as a result of the fact that it's been baked, and now it's bread. Whereas the din at Yirakos, or Shlakos, is Adama, as we see in the Hemshacha Gemara, that would even include cases where it's not necessarily better when it's cooked, but even if it's perhaps the same, or even if perhaps it's worse, nevertheless, there's still possibility of saying hadama, according to the Shita, that Shlokos is hadama. And therefore, where do you see in the Mishnah that Yirakos or Shlokos is hadama, even the Kehai Gavna, even the case where the Shinui was the Iluya? That's simply the question that one could ask on this pshat. Now, Tosus raises a question and gives an answer. And that's what sort of proves that Tosus didn't exactly read the Gemara the way we just said. Because what did Tosus answer then to the question? Tosus asks the question in the following language. Lo havi yirakos dumya de pas. Shrei pas ishtani le'iluya. So it sounds like Tosus asking, so how could you, it's not exactly comparable to pas. Again, the way we're explaining Kash, in other words, so therefore you don't, v'yesh yirakos she'en mishtanis le'iluya. So the question would be, how do you know shilakos in that case would be hadam? Tosus says, ela kolomar, but rather the following. This is how we frame everything. Ma pas ein bishul megareya es havracha, af hayirakos nami b'musayu kaimi v'lo megareyu l'abishul. What? Just like pas, the bishul does not make it worse, does not take away from the bracha, so too, by yirakos, the bishul does not take away, does not diminish. I mean, but bottom one is, what's the answer to the question? I mean, the problem is, how are you going to derive that a shinui that makes the vegetables worse, or perhaps even if it were the same, that you'd still retain the bracha of adam? Where do you see that in the din of pas? The theoretical din of adama that would have been by chitin is because of the fact it was a shtani leluya. So now we would have get adama, but we give you a motzi. So bottom line is, where do you know the din of shlakos if it's not a case of shtani leluya? What did Tosus answer? So almost from the fact that Tosus doesn't even speak in terms of what we just said, Tosus is sort of trying to just frame the Gemara as Midiktani Yirakos Dumi the Pas. So what's Dumi the Pas? Tosus says it's not exactly, but no, we'll put it this way so that we can at least read the words of the Gemara. So it sounds like Tosus wasn't even coming from the same place as we're coming from in asking the question. Clear, Rabosai? We haven't explained Tosus in terms of what Tosus means, but at least I think it's pretty clear Tosus did not read the Gemara the way that intuitively we read the Gemara. Similarly, the Rashba. If you look in the Rashba, you see the Rashba had a question, which again, the way we just read the Gemara, the Rashba's question doesn't start. The Rashba, again, bothered by the Lashon of Yerokos Dumya de Pas, in the sense that after everything, it's not really Dumya de Pas, says the Rashba, because why? By Pas, the case is, built into the case is, that it's Nishtana De'or, that's the Mitzias of Pas, that it's baked. And the case of Yerokos being Hadamah in the case of where it's cooked doesn't mean that it's only Hadamah when it's cooked. It's Hadamah if it's cooked, it's Hadamah if it's raw. You make the same Hadamah in the case where it's Chai, and you can eat it Chai, and so too was saying you can make the Hadamah if it's cooked. So then it's not really Dumya de Pas in a perfect sense. So that's the Rashba's Ha'ar. So what does that have to do with the Gemara? I mean, the point of the Gemara was that meanwhile I can infer from the din of Pas that would have had Hadamah, the theoretical Hadamah that you would have had in Pas, not for the special Takan of Hamotzi. I can infer the din of Yerokos, of Shlokos, so finish, so that's the Gemara. So what's the Rashba even bothered by? What is he asking? Now, so Lechora, both the Rashba and Tosis did not learn the Gemara the way we just explained. So how did they learn the Gemara? So let's start with the Rashba and go back to Tosis. So how did the Rashba read the Gemara in terms of being bothered by the question? Again, the Rashba's words, Ketan Yerokos Dumya de Pas, V'lav Dafki Dumya, D'ilu B'Pas Dafka B'Nishtan De'or, Halo Nishtan De'or Bari Per Dama, D'ilu Yerokos Af B'Nishtan. The Koshkin B'Shiko Nishtan. So the Rashba says, it's not a perfect analogy. But what's the point? What is the Gemara trying to say? The Gemara is trying to say that what it says by Yerokos, as Adama is talking about a case which is identical to the case of the din of Pas being Hamotzi. That's what the Gemara is trying to say. There's a din of Pas being Hamotzi, and we know the case over there. The case of Pas being Hamotzi is the case in Shtana De'or. That's the case of Pas. So all we're trying to do is establish that so too the case of Yerokos, of Adama, the case of the Mishnah, is talking in a similar situation where the Yerokos went through the process of being cooked. Just like the case of Pas is talking about a case where the thing was Nishtana De'or, in that case it was baked. So here the equivalent would be Nishtana De'or in the sense of cooking. That's what the Rashba must have understood the Gemara, simply to try to work an ukimta into the case that we're using the proximity of the Mishnah, the juxtaposition of the case of Pas and the din of Pas with that of Yerokos, to simply work an ukimta into the case of Yerokos. I think that must be how the Rashba read the Gemara. And so the Rashba says, well, it's not a perfect. If you want to do that, then it should maybe be exactly what Pas is, which is only, solely in the case. If you want the ukimta to be a perfect ukimta, which is exactly the scenario of Pas, then you should say it's talking about Dafka, the case of Nevushal of Shlokos. But it's not. Yerokos is Shlokos, or Yerokos Chayin would also be Adama. In Achanami, so okay, so that much the Gemara didn't mean to show. Now, obviously, it's not that we're saying it's Dafka going to be in every respect like Pas. It's only that case. It means that at least I can allow for this case to be referring to even the case of Nishtana De'or, just like the case of Hamotzi. That's all. That's, I think, how the Rashba read the Gemara. And I found in one of the Achronim that basically says that must be what the Gemara means, without mentioning the Rashba. It simply says, what did the Gemara mean by making this diuk of Dumya de Pas? This is what the Keren Oris says. The Keren Oris starts by saying, well, what could the Gemara mean? So we've suggested so far two pshatim, right? So he starts with another pshat that we started with yesterday. He says, maybe the Gemara means that the fact that you make Hamotzi, despite the fact that the Shtandeya Or, that indicates you sowed that Shinoi of Tam, as we said, doesn't really matter. Shinoi through idea or doesn't change the bracha. He says, that can't be what the Gemara is doing. Why not? Because the bracha of Hamotzi is, by definition, a bracha that was meant to be said on the finished product, on the new product, on the post-Shinoi status. So what kind of a comparison do you have to the question of Yerokos, where you want to make a bracha on the pre that itself got changed? How can you say the bracha pre after the change? So therefore, he says, that can't be the pshat. That's the foil pshat, the pshat that would have started, you know, maybe on our own to say what would be the... So he says, no. So what's the Gemara saying? Simply, it's not a dimyon of Svara. It's a dimyon of Ukimta. Ha-dimyon hu de-masnisin mayr b'chol gavna bei b'tchilaso ben la'achabisho. And he says, because if it would have been a dimyon in Svara, then who needs the proximity of the Mishnah? Just simply run it out from the fact that pas gets hamotzi. That's what he asks on saying that it's a raya from the fact that you make hamotzi. That itself should prove it. That can't. Then you don't need the Mishnah for it. Just simply bring the din itself. Good. The pshat that we suggested, however, doesn't have that problem. Right? The pshat that we suggested was that it's from the fact that the Mishnah is formulating the din of hamotzi as a clause of an exception to the rule of Adama. So that would be good. So that's I still think that's the best pshat l'chora in the Gemara itself. But again, the Rashba didn't learn that way. Tosus probably didn't learn that way. How did the Rashba learn l'chora the way the Keren Ora says? That the Gemara is trying to work an ukimta into the Mishnah. But now the question is how did Tosus look? Question so far, yeah.
I'm a little bit unclear why you were saying that Tosus definitely didn't learn that way.
Which way? Of the Ukimta?
Well, not of the Ukimta, but what you said earlier.
The way I said that the Diuk is the fact that the Mishnah would have given you Adama on Pas, but you have the better Bracha Damotzi. So that proves Shilakos is Adama. So Tosus comes with the question and says, wait, but maybe only a Shinoi like the case of Pas would preserve the bracha of Adama. That's why Pas would have been Hadama had it not been the Sakkad of Amotzi. But a case where it wouldn't be Ishtan Eliluya maybe would lose the bracha. So what did Tosus answer to the question?
So we're saying that Tosus.
If that was Tosus Kasha, that Kasha is a Kasha. Any way you look at it.
Right.
You can read the Gemara the way we did and you can ask that Kasha. Fine. I don't know the Teretz. Right, but if that was Tosus Kasha, because he also read the Gemara that way, then what did Tosus answer?
You're saying that he just gave us a shot of Gemara.
So what did Tosus answer? Now, I don't understand how to. So the bottom one is, how do I know Yerakos, that when the Shtan there, or Ugreisa, we keep our Dhamma? I don't see that, I have no way to medite that from the case of the Mishnah. Right, so again, so we're basically back to the question, really, as far as what did Tosus think and how he read the Gemara. So I don't really have a good pshat. After everything, I don't have a good pshat for Tosus. What I intuitively think Tosus was learning is like this. You know, that Tosus just wanted to frame the Gemara in a way that I can call this a hekesh. I'm being makish. I'm comparing. I don't even think he means to create an ukimta, like the Rashba says, as much as simply to create a hekesh, like a link between the cases, and say, just like I see over here, that a shinui, the shinui of pas, allows you to make a bracha of hamotzi. The case of pas is hamotzi. Even though there was a shinui, so too the case of Yerakos, of Adama, is even when there's a shinus. I mean, kind of like an ukimta, but more like a hekesh. I'm being makish the two cases. The two are linked to each other. But it says Tosus, but what do you mean it's not a link? Because by definition, we're talking about a different shinui. This is a shinui leluya, and that's not what you have over here. So what are you saying? How are you comparing them? So Tosus, no, I'm comparing them in the following. I'm going to leave out the Iluya. I'm just going to say the shinoi is not megareya the bracha. I have a shinoi and the bracha doesn't get compromised as a result of the shinoi. What bracha? The bracha of hamotzi in the case of pas. It's a good bracha. It's a chashuv bracha. And yet, and there was a shinoi, and yet you have the bracha of hamotzi. So too, the bracha of adama doesn't get compromised in the case of shinoi. And that is basically what the Gemara is trying to say. Now, you'll ask me an obvious question. Bishlam by Yerakos, I understand why Shinui might compromise Bracha, because that's the point. I say pre, and I'm talking about the pre that originally was raw, and now it's cooked, and I think maybe it's not the same pre, and therefore I can hear why you would make a Bracha anymore of Adam. Mashaken of Amotzi, if we started with the Karanoa's point. In other words, the Bracha of Amotzi is Dafka on the Lechem. So Bacha, what the whole issue is a non-issue by Lechem. So Bacha, what am I doing here? Just like by past, the bracha doesn't get compromised. Of course it doesn't get compromised, right? So the answer is simply the fact that, like it says, Emesh even ala hekesh, yidachanami. Who, it's true. The logic makes no sense by past. But the metzius, the fact is, there's a bracha of hamotzi, and there was a shinah. And the bracha is still a valid bracha that doesn't get in any way diminished. Why would it get diminished? You're right. There's no real reason why. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying the Torah said yesterday because the Hamotzi is linking back to before. I mean, I don't know if that's a good svar. You want to think of that svar? Maybe. But I don't know if it's so. But without that, simply, Amish even Alakish. That doesn't matter. That doesn't relate to the case of Pass. But bottom line is that the case of Pass, the bracha does not get compromised, and you have a bracha b'motzi. And so too, by Yerokos, the bracha doesn't get compromised by, even though there's a shinui. If I frame it like that, then I have a hekesh. If I wouldn't frame it that way, then I don't really have a hekesh to begin with. Because just like here there's a shinui, here there's a shinui. Yeah, but there's a shinui le'iluya. This is a shinui which includes Yerokos, that's not le'iluya. So how can I make even a hekesh to begin with? It's not a comparable scenario. This is a scenario of Iluya. This is a shinui that's even ligresa or lateral shinui. So there's no hekeshi. There's no comparison. Not dumya. No. So what's the teretz? The teretz is that I'm not framing it as a hekesh in terms of the nature of the shinui. I'm framing the hekesh in terms of that the shinui doesn't compromise the bracha. It doesn't compromise hamotzi regardless, because who cares if you have a shinui in chanami. Fact is, there's a bracha b'motzi. That's to me what Tosis would fit perhaps the best in the words of Tosis. Although it's a strange pshat at the end of the day. I mean, like, what is this? A heck? Is this Toshiv Achsav here? I mean, it's a Mishnah. Okay, questions.
This is a lot different than we've been learning. Why can't we learn Joseph saying that when he says Bishul, instead of saying it Lav Dalka, and it's talking about Bishul, it's really talking about a Fia? Why can't we say that Tosus is talking about, Tosus learns like a Hekish, but this is talking about Prusus Kayamos?
Oh, so I was going to get to this. Okay, so good. So let's talk about this. Before that, any other questions? And I want to address this because someone raised this in Seder, and that's what we're going to say next. It's an interesting shot that you want to say. Yeah.
So I'm not clear. What is the deek in the first place that is creating the hekesh for Tosfos? What is
the proximity of the Mishnah? Just like any time you have in a hekesh in the Torah, Shibach Sam, two things are near each other, so we create a hekesh to learn out of din. So the fact that the two dinim in the Mishnah, the cases are next to each other, gives us the right to learn out of din, to learn out of interpretation of the Mishnah. I mean, it's not so far different than what the Rashba, we said for the Rashba, that the earth will kimt in the case. Here, it's not so much will kimt in the case as much as that the din holds even in such a case. It's not exactly the same, but it's not so far different. The Rashba is saying we use the proximity of the Mishnah to create a kimt in the case. And for Tosis, we're learning that the proximity of the Mishnah, juxtaposition of the case of Mishnah, allows us to therefore learn out that the din applies even the Kehai Gavna. In other words, let me just clarify something. According to Tosfos, the way I'm saying that Tosfos is a hekesh, the Rashba's kasha doesn't really bother Tosfos. The fact that it's not exactly the same case because it's more cases is not a problem, because it's not okimta in the Mishnah. It's that the din applies even when a case of nishtan de'or, meaning that it applies even over there. But what are we trying to say? What type of shinoi? This is a shinoi leluya. This is a shinoi that's even a grace. And the answer is, but the shinoi is not the gabriel of the rock. So that's the point of both cases, that I can therefore learn the hekesh. In the first case, it's simply irrelevant. Okay, it's irrelevant. I mean, what it sort of, I don't know, it quite fits in this vein or not. They say, done efshir mishi'i efshir. Rabbi will say, you know the term? Done efshir mishi'i efshir, or ain't done efshir mishi'i efshir. You familiar with the terminology? In terms of drushes, hermeneutical principles, right? When you want to learn out, place a mamatzinu or a hekesh, so the mamatzinu, I think you have it more, done in efshir mishi'i efshir. Let's say you want to learn out something, but in the case of the melamed, it's the issue is a non-issue. It's not shayach that could have been otherwise. But l'maisa, it is a certain way, because that's the way it is. Is that still good enough to learn out to the lamed from basis of mamatzinu or hekesh, even though the whole issue that we're trying to, the barrier we're trying to overcome for this din to be true is only a barrier and only relevant in the case of the Lamed, the thing that we're learning too. In the case of the Melamed, it couldn't be any other way. So that's Shaya called Dun in Efshir, Mishi'i Efshir, Ein Dun Efshir. So in a certain way, what we're sort of dealing with here is something along those lines. Like the whole issue was not an issue by Pass, but nevertheless, that's the way it is. So is that good enough to learn out also to Yerukos? But again, it's not a Hekesh of Tarshu Bechsav, it's a Hekesh, so to speak, in a Mishnah. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions before? I want to get to the point that you just raised. Yeah? Any other questions in terms of Tosus? So yesterday we fetched a little bit in the words of Tosus of Megareas HaBracha, exactly what does it mean? You know, if you want to learn it in terms of the pshat of the theoretical Bracha. But at the end of the day, even if you say that, what did Tosus answer, though? So, like, what did Tosus say? Therefore what? Therefore Yerukos Nam Lusayu Kaimi. But how do I know Yerukos that are not how do I know that it stays Adama? How did Tosa ultimately answer the kasha? Even if you want to fetch the words of bracha to mean bracha of Adama, like, still the question still remains, how do I know from the din of the Mishnah of past that Yerukos would be Adama even in a case where it would be a change for the worse, right? So that's why, again, the way we're running it now, it's not the point. The point is that this is the Hekesh, that the din of Yerukos, whatever the case may be, it's not the Gerei of the Bracha, so that's the Hekesh. So whatever the case may be is whatever the case may be. And the fact is, Pas is the basis of establishing a Hekesh that therefore transfers and translates into the Yerukos in its own terms. Yeah. The issue is not relevant by Pas, but it's relevant by Yerukos. But the Hekesh is what allows us to sort of simply arrive at the conclusion that the case of Yerukos is a particular case, or that the din holds true in all cases. But there's another possibility, and this is what you're raising now, and that is the words of Tosus are initially, he calls it Bishul after all. Ein Bishul Megareas HaBracha. That's a strange word, because it's not Bishul by Pas, it's Afia. Right? So yeah, the Pashtus, you say Tosus is Lav Dafka, right? Tosus says Pas, Tosus Bishul, he means the idea Ur, which is true for Afia and true for Bishul. But Tosus used the words Bishul. So I found a very interesting thing. I found someone brought it up during Seder. Avishai did, and now you bring it up now. Yimot machavein basically to a tzlach. So I told you I would try to look for something, right, Avishai? So in your schutz, I was able to find a tzlach. Now the tzlach doesn't say exactly pshantosis, but once you see the tzlach, now it's not so far necessarily to say a little bit different than the tzlach and learn the words of tosis, maybe what the tzlach is saying. The tzlach wants to time it like this. What's exactly the words of the Gemara? Man pas nishtan de ha'ur. So we've been saying it means that the pas becomes pas through a process of being baked. That's what the Gemara means. So too Yerukos. Says the Tzlach, no, I'll tell you what it means. Ma pas nishtan de ha'ur means that the din that pas gets hamotzi, which is what the Mishnah says, will even apply in a case where the pas itself, after it was already baked, would now be nishtana de'aur through bishul, and you'd still get a bracha of hamotzi. How do I know that? Because of the sugir earlier, we are daf lamed zayin that talks about chavitza, and then the case on amid aleph there pusus kayamos. In other words, suggests that the din of pas keeps the din of Hamotzi, it keeps its brach, even if it be nishtana afterwards. So too, we learn for Yerukos, now an equation, that Yerukos keep their brach of Adama, even if nishtana there, or in other words, we're talking about Bishul in both cases. And basically, we're relying on it's what we know from the Brais of Lamed Zayin that we superimpose on the Mishnah itself. Now, that's kind of what the Tzlach wants to say. That's how he wants to read the Mishnah.
But it's not.
Now, what's the problem with it? The Tzlach himself says, at the end, he falls away from this because he says, Dafka Tosus does not hold this way. So the point is that basically the diuk of the Gemara is therefore not just working off of the Mishnah alone, it's working off of the Mishnah in conjunction with what? With another source. In conjunction with what? With the Brais on Daf Lamed Zayin of Prusas Kayamas. No. It's based on what we know in the Brais of Lamed Zayin, so then it comes out that the din of the Mishnah Pas, Hamotzi, is even where it was Bishul after Afia. And so we're going to be Medayik, so to Yerukos. says Tetzlaf, but wait, the Gemara doesn't sound like it's basing itself on anything other than just the Mishnah. No, it sounds Zoso Meris. Shulakus Barachin Bar Pia Adama. Zoso Meris. Mima, and if you have the parentheses, right? Mimai Mitani Gwazim Pasi. In other words, all you have on the table here as a basis to prove your din is just the Mishnah. And according to this pshat, it's the Mishnah plus a Braisa. If I don't know the Braisa Lamed Zayin, then as you say, Arvach Arvach Sarach, what does that mean? You want to prove something, so I say, the thing that you're coming to, you know, where's your guarantor needs his own guarantor. How do you know that? You tell me, Ma Pasach Tandei Or is going to be Hamotzi. How do you know? I'll challenge that assumption. Where do you see that? Mishnah doesn't say it. Elamai, you need the Braisa. So it doesn't say that you're basing it on the Braisa. It only says you're basing yourself on the Mishnah. That's what he asks. In other words, it sounds like Zoso Meris is from the Mishnah alone. It's not just from the Mishnah. I don't know anything about what will be afterwards. Right? Says the Tzlach, following interesting thing. When you first read the Gemara, Ketani Rakus Dimi the Pas, Man the Pas Ashtana the Or, that could be based on the Mishnah as well as what we know from the Braisa of Pesach Kayam. Nachanami, it doesn't say that we're basing it purely on the Mishnah. Ketani Rakus Dimi the Pas, Ma Pas, based on what we know about Pas with the Braisa. But then it goes further and says, Amrav Noi Zos Omeres, Shlokas Brachan Bray Pi Adama, and then read the parentheses, if you will, Mimai Miktani Rakus Dimi the Pas. By reading the parentheses, it sounds like Rav Noi is saying that the Diuk is solely based on what? On the Mishnah. So from reading on the Gemara, it sounds like you can't, it's not just, it's based just on the Mishnah, not on also on the Brais. Says the Tzlach, now I understand the Diba Maschel of Tosfos. What's Diba Maschel? Midik Tani Rakus Dimi the Pas. What was Tosus Gores? Apparently, the parentheses. Earlier it says Katani, not Midiktani. It says Midiktani, says Tosus going on. Why didn't Tosus comment on the earlier point of the Gemara? Katani, Rukus Dimi the Pas. Tosus would say, Lo Avi Rukus Dimi the Pas. Why does Tosus wait for the Midiktani to ask his question? It says, Tzrach, I'll tell you why. Because Tosus Kasha is Mishpas Nishtani Liluya. That Kasha is assuming what? That the diuk in ma pas nishtani de or means what? Not this pshat. The pas that gets cooked is not nishtani leiluya, any more than the irakas is nishtani leiluya. Right? So for Tosus to ask the kasha, clearly Tosus read the Gemara the way everybody here read the Gemara until a few minutes ago, that the diuk is pas became pas through being nishtana. For Tosus, it's nishtani leiluya. Oh, so Tosus didn't want to ask the kasha before. Because if I just have the words earlier of Katani, then I could maybe conjure up a nupshat. That the Gemara means, Yorkas to be the pas, means pas that would be cooked afterwards. In which case, there's no kasha of Ishtani Liluya, it's not Ishtani Liluya. But when you come later in the Gemara and it says Midiktani, it sounds like the diuk is solely based on the Mishnah. Because earlier I could have said it's based on the Mishnah in conjunction with the Braisa, because I assume the Gemara assumes the Braisa as well is true. But now that it's clearly only from the Mishnah, Midiktani, Tosus says, you see that the issue is the nishtana idea or that made it into pas. Comes Tosus with the question, it's nishtana lili. So at the end of the day, Tzlach threw out a very interesting possibility that he ends up saying Tosus does not accept. But l'chora, it's very tempting now that you already have the Tzlach even flirting with such a pshat, is adarabba, we'll turn the tables and go back to Tosus himself. And read on to Tosus Teretz. Tzlach doesn't tell you how he understood Tosus Teretz. But other rabbi, we found a Mitzia Gdola in the Tzlach. Let's read it. Where's the Tosus now? So Tosus has a kasha. So what? Well, have Yogas to make the pass because the pass is Ishtani Leiluya. So what did Tosus think the diuk was at this point in the kasha? Tosus thought the diuk was what? That pass is Ishtani is Ishtani or to become pass. And so to Yerakos keeps the bracha of Adama even after it's cooked. So Tosus, Ela Kiloma, no. So the answer is, what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Kiloma, Ma Pas Ein Bishul Megareya Asabracha. In other words, this is what the Gemara means. Just like Pas, if you would cook it afterwards, the Bracha remains Amotzi. So to Yerokos, Mimosayu Kaim, Yivu Megareya Bishul. Tosus is very Meduyuk. In other words, what the Tzlach thought Tosus could not have meant to learn Pshat, and what he sort of threw out as his own possibilities, from Tosus, you see, not that way, and that's what Tosus changed the Dibra Masto, we won't accept that. Adaro, take the Tzlach's Omshat and the Gemara and learn it into Tosus Teretz. And then it's very meduic, the words of Tosus, right? Tosus says Bisha. Because in a Chinami, it doesn't mention the Brice, so the Gemara assumes the Brice is true. Okay. You have to say that. The Gemara assumes that the Brice's din is true, and the din of pass even holds if and if it was Bisha afterwards. And that's what the Gemara is trying to make. So it's a very, very, very creative way to read Tosus now. And maybe that solves all our problems in terms of Tosus. Tosus Kasha was assuming that the diuk was the din of pass itself being ishtani liluya, or being ishtani, fetosis ishtani liluya, that doesn't prove anything about Yerakos. So Tosus, no, it's the pass that was cooked afterwards, which is not ishtani liluya necessarily. And yet the bracha remains hamotzi, as we have the case of Brusus Kayamas. So two Yerakos. Now, this is going to get us into some hot water in the Hemshach HaGemara, though, Rav Moshe. You have to realize it's not as simple as it seems. Because the Gemara is going to want to make a link soon. Right? So, but Chora, I think that you can take the Tzlach Pshat, Rav Moshe, and you can meet it to Tosus, and maybe it works out very nicely. Yeah.
So Tosus would have to say that there's a Kezayis by Pas, or by Yerokov.
In the case of Kezayis, okay.
So saying that it won't be Megareya the Bracha, providing there's a Kezayis.
Yeah, it's a side.
She does Tosus, not Kezayis. If you pick it up, then it won't break.
Yeah, but more or less it comes. It's comparable to the case when the Tosus says, yeah.
How did the Tzlach answer the question on himself?
No. So he said, look, maybe that would be the Pshat in the Gemara, but he says no, because then it comes out that the diuk is based not just on a Mishnah, but on a Braisa, which is not even mentioned there, and who says the din is true? So he says, oh, but you know something, maybe in the Chanami, maybe the initial diuk of the Gemara was based on the Mishnah in conjunction with the Braisa. But when it says further, remind me of the Katani, sounds like it's purely on the Mishnah. So that's what Tosus waited to ask the question. So he ends up saying Tosus, therefore, doesn't learn this way, but he doesn't help us with Tosus Teretz. What we're suggesting is maybe that the Pshat of the Tzlach himself is what Tosus meant to answer in the Kashya. And it reads nicely in terms of the words, and it explains why Tosus used the word Bisha here, not Afiyah. Good? Okay, let's see the sugya. Yeah.
Maybe this is a question for later, but according to the Pshat we just mentioned, Tosus, I understand why there's the difference between the first step of the Gemara and then Rav Nai Zoso Veris. That first the Gemara is talking about just four, and then we add in the element of water. And Bishul with Rav Nai. But according to our first shot about the theoretical bracha of Adama, or even according to the Rashba, if we don't learn it the way we just did, so how do we understand the difference between the first step of the Gemara and Rav Nai?
So probably not Goris the parentheses.
But even
and then it's not so bad. Then basically, that's the point. The diuk was stated, and Rav Nai just simply therefore makes the comment based on the diuk, and then it's totally redundant to say the parentheses, right? It doesn't add anything at all. No. Right? And then basically it reads perfectly. In other words, that's the point. The diuk is stated, and now you therefore extrapolate based on the diuk, the din of shlokos.
But is there anything, what exists in addition to the shlokos? Is it just to do the new shlokos the entire time?
Yeah, but he just draws the implication that now having made the diuk, that's what follows from it. Right. All right. Darash Chizdus, Mishum Rabbeinu. Umanu Rav. Rav Chizda expanded publicly in the name of Rav, who he called Rabbeinu. The din is Shulakos Mibarchin Alein Bori Pri Adam. So in the name of Rav, Rav Chizda publicly said that Shulakos get the bracha of Adam. Even though they're transformed through the cooking process, the bracha remains Adam. On the other hand, says Rav Chizda, continues Rav Chizda, and says Rabbeinu Hayordin Me'eret Yisrael. He refers here Umanu Ula Mishmed Rav Yochanan. Ula used to bring back Rav Yochanan's members from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So he refers to Ula as Rabbi Seinu. He says, name of Yochanan, Shlokos Barchen Alem Shakon Yevidvar. So Rav Chizda basically presents two polar opposite shittas here about Shlokos. Whether we say the bracha remains Adama, even though it's cooked, or we say the bracha drops to Shahaka. Again, we discussed yesterday the Pashtus, the arguing, in other words, on both extremes. One of them views the Shinui Tam, as we explained by Nachas David, as consequential, even though the Toar is the same, but the Tam has been changed. And therefore, notwithstanding whether it's for better, for worse, or for better, Shinui Tam is a Shinui. On the other hand, the other extreme, Shita, would be no. that we say it's Adama because I don't view this as really a Shinui at all. And therefore, no matter where direction, what direction it goes, Shinui Tam is nothing. And this is basically Mahalach that Nachas David says, and I found the Keren Ora as well. Again, the same genre, the same Tkufa, the two of them, both of Chaim Veloshim and Talmidim. He says the same Mahalach, that the issue is Shinui of Tam. But Rav Chisda comes and says, no, we're basically going to use the same standards of Shinui that we've been dealing with up until now when we discussed other cases of Shinui. And if we have to evaluate whether it's to the better or to the worse. Says Rav Chisda, Vani Omer, I offer a compromise position. Which Rashi says, that this is not Rav Chisda's third shita to be arguing on the two, but rather he thinks that what we just said is incorrect, that nobody really was arguing with anybody else. But basically, they were talking about different cases. That's how Rashi learns it. Says Rav Chisda as follows. Kosha t'chilaso bar pi adama. Shol kosha kone b'dvaro. If the original state, when it was Ruah, would be one that would warrant a bracha v'adama, that means that this state, obviously, it's edible and fit for consumption, then, sholko shakol nebidvaro, then as a result of the cooking, the bracha would be diminished to shahako. That's, therefore, the case that Ula was discussing. In the case of Tchilaso Adama, Shoko Shahako. On the other hand, the Kosha Tchilaso Shaka Nebidvaro, if the stage that it was in earlier is one which would warrant Bachav Shahako, that means it's not really edible then, either not at all, or not very good, not very much, or relative to the stage of later, it's not as edible. We'll have to see the specifics soon. But obviously, it's not quite as good when it's raw, then shoko bari pi adama, then the contrary, then the cooking would therefore be the basis to give you the adam. Let's pause for a minute. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, Darshav chizde kach mishim rabbeinu rav, shlokos adama b'senu mayni ulam shahako harei adavid machlokes, sounds like it's a machlokes v'ani yomel yashiv divrem she'inam chalukim yesh mehen Priyadama v'yeshmen shahako. Right, there are cases that will be bar priyadama, and there will be cases of shahako, and each one is talking about a different case. Kol yerek, says Rashi, hanech al chai, that is edible when it's raw, shetchilaso bar priyadama. So if it's edible when it's raw state, which is why there's a hadama, then shoko, then when you cook it, afke mimilse legreyusa. That cooking would take it out of its state. That's called shinui, in other words, ligreyusa to its detriment. Umivarach shako. Ukame muki labetumi vikarti. More later work out. The case will be such as tumi vikarti, which is tumi is like shumim. It's tough is like a shin in Aramaic. So it's garlic, and karti is no shum. No, karti is believe it's leek.
Yeah, karti.
Shumi, shumim is Hebrew for garlic, and the Aramaic equivalent is tumi. The tuf is in the case of the shin. So tumi is shumim, garlic, and karti is leek. So Rashi says that if it was nechal chai, so shoko afki mimilsli greyusa. What does it say? In other words, it's the cooking that has the impact on it, which takes it out of its state of what it was as a pre. If it was a pre when it was raw, then it's considered no longer a pre, asking in milsegli greyusa, when it's cooked. Does Rashi address directly, does that mean that it's not as edible when it's cooked? It's not as tasty as it's cooked? Let's say the taste is just as good. It's different, but just as good. Let's say people eat it cooked also. Rashi doesn't talk about that. The fact that Rashi doesn't talk about it would lead us to suggest what? That should it matter that people eat it even when it's cooked? That it tastes fine when it's cooked as well? Does that mean that it shouldn't drop the shahako? What does it sound like from Rashi? it was Trilasa La'adama because it's edible raw. So Shoko Afim Nosigiryusa, that's defined as a Shinui. Not because, objectively speaking, I have to figure out why it's a Greyasa. It's a Greyasa because it was cooked. But the reason that you're going to drop the Shako is because it was Nachal Chai. Chori, that's what you see in the Rashi. So the Chori, those of you who saw the Rashba already, right? The Rashba quotes a Ravid on this issue. What does the Rashba quote from the Ravid? That if the taste, you're not, if the Bisha was not Pogain in the taste, so what does the Rashba assume in that case? If the Bisha was not Pogain, that it doesn't drop at all. How could you say it drops to Shako? It has to, if the Bisho is not Pogim. But the Rashba, the Ravid, he says, holds that even if the Bisho is not Pogim the taste, still the Bracha gets reduced to Shako by virtue of the fact that it became cooked. So on this point, L'chor Rashi, I think, would be in agreement with the Ravid, the Pashtus. Because Rashi simply says that what's going on is it was Nechal Chai, it was Trilas Adam. The Shoko is automatically Afkin and Mosig Rius. So that's the definition of what happens through the Bishul. That's the case of Rav Chisda attributing to Ula the Shvakas is Shahako. It was Nechal Chai, and therefore Shoko Shahako. However, continues Rav Chisda, the Kol Yerek, She'ein Darko Le'ochel Chai. Now Rashi is going to explain the other part. Part that Rav was discussing, that Shlokas is Adam. So what does Rashi say? The Rav Chisda says Kosher Tchilaso Shahako. Says Rashi, why Tchilaso Shahako? Ko Yerek Ein Darko Le'Ochel Chai. It's not the norm to eat it raw. Shemit Tchilaso Im Ochel Chai Shahako Mevarach. That's why you make a Shahako, because Ein Darko Le'Ochel. Then shoko ve'viyo l'derech achilaso. That's when, if you cooked it, that cooking itself is what brings it to the normal way in which you'd eat it. Hu ikapirio. Then that is the ikapri. The ikapri is all made for that point, that stage when it will be eaten. And if it's not normally eaten raw, then obviously the pri is really defined as the, as when it will be in the state of being cooked. Umvarch b'piyado. So now from the second half of Rav Chisda's statement, and as Rashi works it out, the fact that the case of Shoko Adama, the case that Rav was discussing, is when it was not Darach Le'Ochel Chai. Let's say it was Derach Le'Ochel Chai, but it was more of a Derach Le'Ochel than Mevushel. What would it sound like in reading Rashi? If it was more of a derech to eat mevushel, but it was nechal chai as well. So then what would be the bracha? First, what would be the bracha when it's chai? What would be the bracha when it's mevushel?
Some say it's not the derech at all to eat it chai.
L'chora, from Rashi, it sounds like ein derech le'ochel means it's not normally eaten chai at all, and then the bracha is shahakal chai, and then it becomes ikar pri when it's cooked, and that's when it's adam. But let's say it's a question of degree. And we'll find many cases like this, where you know you can eat it really in both raw state and in a cooked state. And it might be more common and popular in particular cultures and societies and countries to eat it one more than the other. And people think it tastes better in one state more than the other. So does that weigh in here to try to say, well, therefore, in the state that it's less eaten, but also normal, eaten but not less so, that the bracha should be shahako? Right, and then you have to work this out in both directions, in terms of chai, in terms of mevushel. These are the nitty-gritty issues that we're going to have to see more carefully in Tosfos and the Rishonim. But from reading Rashi, what's the impression that you would get?
It seems like, according to Rashi, that as long as it's within the definition of it as a pre, then it would be pre-adam.
As long as you could define it as a pre.
So if a carrot is usually defined as a carrot, when people think carrot, they think raw carrot or cooked carrot.
So what? So
you make roi pri adam.
When both, you think so in Rashi? That's what I want to know. Now, do you think in Rashi that could Rashi allow for the possibility within Rav Chisda? That's exactly the point I want you to think of that. Can Rashi's Pshat and Rav Chisda allow for the possibility of having Hadama both when it's raw and when it's Mevusha. That's what I would like you to ponder here. Do you think the way Rashi formulates Rav Chisda, is it possible to have such a bria, such a creature, of something which you can have Hadama both Chayin and both Mevusha? Is there any indication in the words of Rashi to that effect, or Lehefech? The Rashi sounds like whatever variables you're going to have to weigh in, you're going to have to weigh in, put it in the hopper, and then you're going to have to define the Hadama as either being Chai, in which case Mevushal is going to be Shahako, or vice versa, you'll define the Hadama in terms of the Iker Pri being later, and then the Chai will be Shahako.
Seems like the two have different mashmas.
Can you allow within Rashi for the possibility of having a Hadama Bein Chai Bein Mevushal? Within Rav Chisda.
Cole,
you think yes? Yeah, but
think,
look carefully in the Diyukei Rashi.
I think Kol is Mash, the Diyukei of Maskil Kol is Mashma yes, and the Kol of Shalto is Mashma no.
Where do you get that from?
Because, no.
I think it says Darko and the other two, but not on the first.
Right. The first one doesn't say Darko. Good.
Right, so, but can we assume that the Kaddish says Darko later? Then in the first one, too, he's talking about the general.
No, I think it should be guarded by the Duke of the word. So, if it doesn't say Darko in the beginning, what does it sound like? Kol Yerek Hanechel Chai, meaning even if it's what? Even if it's not Darko.
Right.
Even if it's not norm, not exactly the most popular food to eat this in its raw state. But Umaisa, it's Nechel Chai. It's not impossible. So, in such a case, as long as it's Nechel Chai, then the pre is defined in terms of its natural state of being when it's raw. In which case, despite the fact that it might even be edible mevusho, and maybe if you want to go on a limb, even if it's even tastier mevusho, and more popularly eaten mevusho, l'maisa shoko afke lebreyusa, and then it drops to shahako. As long as you can be compared the same pre in the state of chai, because it's nechal chai, then it would be Adama Chai and Shaka Mavusha. Conversely, and is it really a steer then? If that's the case, then what would Rashi continue by saying? Well, what would be the case where it would be Shoko Hadama, where the state of Chai is such that what? Kol Yerek ain't Darko Le'achel Chai at all. So then you can't call it a pre in the state of Chai. The definition of pre is a function of when it becomes really edible. It's not really edible now, and therefore the Adam will be later, because that's what made it into Iker Pri. So if that is true, then it should follow from Rashi that you can't have it both ways, to have Adam and both Chai and Mevusho. Once you compare that's called a pre by Chai, whatever that standard will be, it's called Nechal Chai, then it drops the Sha'akov and Mevusho, which is similar to the Raivin in that regard. On the other hand, if it's not Nechel Chai at all, the fact that it might be just as good or maybe better by Mevusho is not relevant. It drops to Shahako. Michael and then
Yaakov,
yeah.
I think you could read it exactly opposite.
Yeah,
why? When you take Darko and Nechel Chai, you're saying Darko and that's the only way to eat it. And when we're saying Nechel, you're saying... Oh, you
I don't say Darko. Never says Darko. It's ain't Darko.
Okay, I'm saying when we're referring to Darko, we're saying the general way you eat it, but you could do it the other way.
Ain't Darko, look. Rashi's Kol Yerek ain't Darko Yachel Chai.
Shemetchilasom
Achel Chai Shahakom. Ain't Darko Yachel Chai means it's not the norm.
It's not the norm, right? But
it doesn't mean a person's going to throw up when he eats it. But the Ma'aseh says, ain't Darko Yachel Chai.
But let's say instead of saying in Kol Yerek Nachal Chai, we said that means. Even if you could squeeze in and, like, there's one guy who eats it, right?
No, I didn't give you the exact parameters.
Okay, fine. But we said that...
I'm not saying one person, two people. Nechel Chai means that it passes the test that's called... That.
But we can interpret the opposite. We can say, Kol Nechel Chai, that since that one doesn't mention Darko, Darko has to do with what people generally do. But Kol Nechel Chai means if it's only eaten... Chai,
correct. Yes,
so that's the opposite of what we're saying. Kol Nechel Chai...
Okay, so what do you say? How does it start? Kol Yerek Hanechel Chai starts with Adama. What does it mean?
That's only Chai. That thing's that.
It's all eaten only Chai.
Not Darko Lechel Chai, not as normally eaten.
It's only Nechel Chai. Nechel Chai means only Chai.
In that case.
And not Mevusho. And not Mevusho. No, and that's when it goes
so
to, and that's when it drops to, and that's when it drops to, then it drops to Shahako. And then the other side.
The other side, if it's Darko.
Ain darko. Kol yerek she'ain darko yachol chai.
Not generally eaten. They don't get the sock at the beginning because it's better if you cooked it.
No. It's better when you cook it. Then already it's shahakob initially.
Right.
It's ain darko yachol chai in the beginning, and it's not the norm. But it's better when it's cooked. Yes, I also said that.
Did we say the opposite?
Say the other way around.
Ah, I said ain darko yachol chai. It's not right. It's not eaten at all. Right. And you're saying ain darko means
generally.
It's eaten more commonly when it's cooked.
So nechol chai means it's only eaten that way.
But again, let me ask you a question. I'm posing the question I asked before. According to Rashi, can you have a scenario of a fruit that you get hadama both chai and mevushal? What do you come out of Rashi with? Within Rashi, can you allow for both hadama in both cases?
Yeah, a case where it's both are acceptable. It's not darko this way, nor darko that way. It's just normal either way. Like an apple,
like
Toast
Wood's
example.
Yeah.
Of apples.
Within Rashi, though. Within Rashi. No, the Chizkah did not address that case at all. It should be not here. Yeah.
The Rashi Shako says, maybe if you have a dark pilaso, it means that as long as it's a dark pilaso, it's.
Iker period. Yeah.
It means it's Pasha Bracha. So you can say from that 50-50, if both sides are derech filaso,
let's say it's derech l'ochel chai, but it's more of a derech l'ochel mevusha. That's what I want to know within Rashi. What bracha would you make?
Not 50-50.
When it's chai, and what bracha because it's mevusha? If it's derech l'ochel chai, but it's tov yoser b'mevusha, like Tosis discusses, what would you say then, according to Rashi? Rashi stresses the shahako is it ain darko li ochel chai. So if it's darko li ochel chai, but it tastes better than mevusha, and that's probably more popular. But it's darko li ochel chai. So you're going to tell me in that case what? You're going to say shahako? You want to say ain darko means that? Ain darko sounds like, let's say it's nechel chai and mevusha, but it's more commonly eaten in Vushel, and it's, or tastes better than Vushel. That goes into Ein Darko Liochel Chai of Rashi. It's Darko Liochel Chai. It's, you know, I don't know, I have a hard time, I hear trying to say ultimately it's, you could say it's Darko Liochel Chai and Vushel. Ein Darko Liochel Chai, Chor sounds to me like it's just not eaten, but if it's eaten chai, the fact that it might also be eaten mevushal goes back in the first Rashi. It's nechel, right? It says near, it's nechel chai. If anything, faker, Rashi is nechel chai, even if it's, what I said before, I wouldn't say nechel chai, even if it's not even so
just edible.
Yeah.
On that point, why the fact that it just it's edible at that point is it attain a ikar pri? Why does that have a chalosh nipri just because it's eaten one? But most people won't eat it that way. That's not, you wouldn't call it pri just for the fact that it has the potential. In actuality, people don't. The status of pri shouldn't be determined by the fact that it has potential to be eaten then, but it's just, in actuality, it's not.
Look, if it's ein darko yachol chai, you're right. But once it's nechol chai, means it is eaten. Ain darko thing is mamish, nobody eats it. It's not normally eaten that way. What I'm saying in the first Rashi is it's nechel chai. It is edible and it's normal. It's eaten,
but it might be more
commonly eaten than mevusha. That's what I'm saying. In other words, it might be tastier even or equally good, and it might even be more popular than mevusha, but it's nechel chai means as long as you can say that this is also the norm. That's the case of hadama chai and sha'akol mevusha, because that's called afkin and mostly agrees. And that's why I wanted the dice in the first question. When do we say that chai is sha'akol and sha'akol is hadama? When it's bechlal ein derech liochel chai. It simply not. You don't find it eaten chayit. That's what you're saying. It doesn't go shakri. Okay, the first case is it is eaten. It just might not be as popular. It might not be, you know, but it might be just as good nivushim. But that's the din of shinui. That's the din of shinui. Yeah.
But then why is it saying the gray is
off? So I'm saying that the gray is the issue is that's what
you're the that's automatic official.
That's the definition. That's the din of shok. But you see, you're still going to have to deal with the gemara after everything's said and done. In that respect, I'm making Rashi like the Ravid. But the Rashi jumps all over the Ravid, and that's because of the Gemara itself. Yeah.
And I'm having difficulty understanding the formulation of this first Rashi like the Ravid. Just because he says, Ake Milsa Legrea, so why could it not be that he's speaking about a case where when you cooked it, you actually made it worse?
You could say that, but then Rashi Chor didn't even tell it to you until he used those words. Is it really so? If it's Nechal Chai, does it automatically make it that way?
Well, it's something that, I mean, how would Rashi read? It's Nechal Chai, so therefore...
Then, because it's already considered a pre, because it's Nechal Chai, then what kicks in with the Bishul is the din of Shinui, which is by Shinui of Bishul, or that defines it as the grace.
Unless where Rashi is not, unless the shalku there is not coming as a, you know, and then, as you just described it, but rather as to describe a situation in which, meaning being more specific than a general idea, changing it causes it to go the greyasa and lose its bracha. Rather, when you change it, the greyasa loses its.
So you want to say that the greyasa means in a case where it's the greyasa. Yeah, but Rashi didn't give you any heads up that he was going to talk about that case.
But how would
and then he suddenly just says it. It sounds like naturally. If it's Nechal Chai, then the fact is, Shoko, that is tantamount to after Musa Ligriyusa. That's what it sounds like.
What would be a heads up look like?
That's what I'm saying. Kol Yerika Nechal, the heads up would be the way the Rashba puts it. I mean, let's do this. Let's look at the Rashba, we'll see, and see what I mean. Yeah, again, you know, in terms of this, you have to appreciate the next part of the Gemara. So, let's read on the Gemara, the words, and then we'll see the Rashba. The Gemara, after Rav Chisda formulates his Shita, the Gemara now fleshes out, and the Gemara says, Bishlama, having said these two halves, Bishlama kosher tchilasa shakonin varo shoko v'pi adama. So you want to know where would that play out, by which vegetables, at chilasu shahako, and shoko adam, mashkachasla, bekarba, besilka, bekara. So in all of these cases, what are they? Karba is what?
Cabbage.
Silka, beets, and kara,
pumpkin.
Gourd, pumpkin. In these cases, it's chilasu shahako because, as Rashi would say, it's not derech liachol chai. That's certainly true, even though today maybe it's changed a little bit, cabbage, right?
Well, I don't know about pumpkins are pretty hard to eat.
Yeah, right. But karba maybe today is a little bit more accepted to eat it, right?
Sure.
Cabbage, right?
Cabbage. Or a pumpkin, I'm not sure.
No,
hearing.
Well, cabbage.
It's not a pumpkin.
It's a Babylonian pumpkin.
Okay, that would make sense. So we have the cases like that. Says the one Ella kosher tchilasa barpi adam mashokel shahako hechem meshkachas. Where would you have the scenario of tchilasa hadama that it's nechal chai and shoko shahako? Where would that play out? Hechem meshkachas. Where would you have that? Amav nachmi yitzchak meshkachas b'tumim v'kart. You have it by tumim v'kart. So now. Dr. Rashba, Chora, what's the Gemara doing here? The Gemara is fishing for a case where that would fit Rav Chisda's formula of Trilaso Adama and Shoko Shahako. And the case the Gemara has to arrive at is Tumi Vakarati, garlic and leek. Says the Rashba, Chora, from the Gemara, Rashba basically has two rais in the Gemara, we'll see in the words, against the rai. Get what's the sheet of Saraiva that he quotes at the end? That anytime I have something that's Adama, in the beginning, because it's nechal chai, then I don't care that the cooking might not reduce it in any way in quality and taste, perhaps even if it's better, but certainly if it's the same, the bracha will be shahakal, even though there's nothing that's worse about it in its cooked state. Once it's trilaso adama, automatically shahakal shahakal. If that's true, the Rashba says there's two issues in the Gemara here that seem to contradict that. Number one, then what's bothering the Gemara at all? We have to fish for a case of trilaso adama. I mean, any vegetable that you can eat raw, as long as it's not karva, soka, and kara, which are not normally eaten raw. So then you have a case of trilaso adama. Who needs to find tumin v'karati as the example? Whatever it might be that you can eat raw. I don't care what's going to be later on. But as long as you can eat it raw, that's the din of shel koshak. First question. Second question, those who read the Rashba carefully, there's another kasha which uses the raya to his pshat. What was that? The Gemara raises the question, how does Gemara face it? Ella, kosher tchilaso adama, shoko shahako ech mishkafas. Why did Gemara have to bring in the shoko shahako in the question? Kosher tchilaso adama, ech mishkafas. What's shoko shahako relevant to this? I don't know, it's such a deal. The Gemara just kicking the whole phrase. But the Rashba sees in that what the Gemara is trying to find is something that will be nechal chai and will be by its own, in its own terms, not so edible when it's mevushal, not as tasty. And that's what the Gemara is trying to identify here with Tumas B'Karati. Let's see the Rashba inside. And that, therefore, would be the rule according to Rav Chisda. Mistavra, says the Rashba, the Lav Dafka. When Rav Chisda says, Koshet Chas Adama Shoko Shaka, Lav Dafka, Koshet Chivaso Adama, which automatically drops it to Shahakal. And so too, Koshet Chilasu Shahakal, everything. The Imken, Kikar, Amin, Bishkom, Mishkos, Chilasu Shahakal, Mishkachal, Psukam, Kari, Kruva. Ela, Shetchasu, Adama, Shoko, Shahakal, Mishkachas, La. Michael Kashale. What's part of the Gemara? Vachilo, Mashkach, Yerokos, the Baruch, Nalei, Burbi, Adama, Bitchilasa. The Gemara can't figure out that there are many Yerokos that are Adama when you eat them raw. The Iu the Kamishani Meshkach Zgob Tum Vekarati. The Gemara answers Tum Vekarati. Atu Kuisha Yerokos Vami Tum Vekarati Mivarchin Lashakal. Would that mean that Shum Tum Vekarati the only Yerokos that are Adama? If you're telling me that once it's Adama raw, it goes down to Shakal, then Tum Vekarati is not the end of the list. That I can have a long list of Yerokos that are Adama when they're raw. Why is Tum Vekarati seem to be the thing the Gemara is focusing on as the paradigm of Tchilaso Adama? Many things. And the Chizd himself tells us in Tzachim that if you have no karpas, you can use maror for karpas and make what bracha? Adama, so you see it. And that's not tumi v'karati. Maror is not tumi v'karati. It doesn't qualify for maror. So you see you can make adama on many things besides tumi v'karati. Elavadai. Hachi kama. Ko shetchila sabar pi adama min the following. Says the Rashba, what is tchila sabar adama? She'ein darko le'achel ele b'chiyusa. What's tchilaso adama? Ein darko le'achel ele b'chiyusa. Ein darko le'shalek. It's tchilaso adama because it's not eaten cooked. It doesn't taste good cooked. It's tchilaso adama because then it's eaten raw, not cooked. Dafka raw. That's the preferred mode of eating it. When it's raw. Ulefikach ikar b'chaso b'tchilaso. That's why it's adam when it starts, because that's when people eat it, when it's chai. Therefore, imken kishal kli pagim, where you're making it worse, you're putting it into a state that's not as edible and not as tasty. Therefore, mvarchin ala ala shahakal. And on that, the Gemara needs to fish for what would pass that test, that it's eaten raw and dafka, people don't want to eat it cooked. And the answer is, it doesn't taste good cooked. The answer is, that's part one of the chizd. So kosh at chilas adam means that the derech is to eat only raw. That's chilas adam. Then shoko shahako, because you brought it into a state which is the non-preferred state. Right? That's part one of Rav Chisda. Part two of Rav Chisda, the kosher ikar achilasa b'shlikasa. On the other hand, if the ikar eating is when it's cooked, and that is the reason why you don't make adama when it's raw, mishum achilum barchan achilasa ol shahako, because ikar achila, the ikar achila, is when it's cooked. In ken kishogle ashbuchi mashbachle. Now you made it better. Ulfikach barchan alei by pri adam. Vehu adin lechol she'enu nifkan b'shlikasa. And says the Rashba further. And so it is with anything that does not get worse with the cooking. It's just as fit when it's raw and cooked. And says the Rashba, that's what the Gemara doesn't say. Doesn't grab onto the first words of the religious phrase. Where do you find Tchila Adama? Because automatically, once it finds Tchila Adama, it will go down to Shako. Not so. How do I find something that's Tchila Adama and Shoko Shako means that it's going to go down because it's not edible cooked? It's not so edible cooked. It's not as tasty cooked. So again, the Rashba's Pshat of the Gemara is part one of Rav Chisda. Kosha Tchila So Adama Shoko Shako means what? Tchila So Adama. Something that's eaten raw and dafka, people don't eat it. That's when it goes to shahako later, and it's cooked. It's raw. It's hadam. Abo arrive at kasav. No, the Rav Chisda feel lo pagim lohu. Even if it doesn't make it worse, that means for the arrive if it's eaten raw and it's eaten cooked as well, tastes fine cooked, tastes fine raw. What does the arrive say? Kevin the Ishtari Mipri Adam Vrachalishahako. What's the heads up in Rashi? The Rashi should have said. Rashi says, Ko Yerek Hanechel Chai Shetchilas Adam Ashoko Afkim. Rashi doesn't say, Ko Yerek Hanechel Chai Shetchilaso Ha Adama, and it's not Nechal cooked. Like the Rashba says in defining this vegetable, then you could talk about what's going to happen. Rashi simply says, "Ko yer kanechel chay shetchilaso adama, shoko afkin nosle greyusa." I mean, but you have to still read into yer kanechel chay. You have to really read something more into that. It's nechel chay and not mevusha. Rashi didn't say not mevusha. Rashi just throws it on you when he says. Shoko afke legrayusa. What made it legrayusa? Because it's not nechal adam. But Rashi didn't tell you it wasn't nechal adam yet. No? So, chora, in this first Rashi, I see more of a mashmos of the Ravid than the Rashba. No? Ko yere ka nechal chai shetchilaso adama is shoko. That itself is afke legrayusa. The fact that there was a change of taste, the fact that it was bishul, takes it out of its status of pre. No, it sounds more like the Ravid. Now, my Ravid both side, tell me if you disagree. I mean, but on the other hand, if you continue the Rashi, the next part, who does this sound like? The ko yerek she'ein darko yachal chai. Meaning what? In Dak Yochel Chai means it's a function of what? People prefer to eat it cooked.
And again, the Rashba.
So wait. People prefer to eat it cooked. But now what? Is that a contradiction in terms? What does it mean? People prefer to eat it cooked, or no? Okay, ain dako yochel chai means not people prefer, not matter of preference and better. If it's good chai, but it's good mevushel, then what do we say from the first half of Rashi? Then the bracha is adam chai and mevushel. What's the bracha? Shahako. So what's the case of shahako chai and mevushel adama? It's ain dako yochel chai, which would say would means what? It's not eaten raw at all. Not a question of degree. ain darko at all. That's where Rashi changes the language to say ain darko. Because in order to say sheshahakal now and adama later, you have to say it's ain darko, and that's what Rashi means to make it a pre. You need the cooking process. Yeah.
I'd say maybe you don't have to make a diuk on derech versus not, because the Rashba he uses the words interchangeably, derech and ro'oi. First he talks about darko le'achel, and then when he talks about...
See, the point of the Rashba is, ain darko le'achel el b'chiyuso. The Rashba took the lesson of Rashi in part two, and he used it in part one. You see, that Rashi didn't say it in part
right,
one.
But then he says when you could use it for both chai and cooked, he says... He doesn't say it's derech for it chai and being shalak. So I mean, maybe Rashi just he's saying derech because it's just the lashon.
Yeah, you have to say at the end of the day, you have to tell me according to Rashi what would be in a case that the Rashba talks about here where it's roi both. Roi could mean derech also. I mean, look, you have to always consider two things. You have to consider the objective reality of the fruit. Also consider the norms of the society. These things are going to kind of play out in the Mishnah Berurah, and we see later in the postgim. You have two things to work at. There was, does it taste good? And who's going to be the barometer for that? Okay, but you know. And also, what is the culture of that eating? What are the norms? And rove the people of the place, and meat and matzah is good enough. What percentage do you need? Yeah.
Question you asked on Rashi, the in-between case?
Chaya Mevushel. So
with Rashba, it would be...
The Rashba says you can make both. You can do it both. Right, but I don't know. I don't see that in Rashi. See, on the other hand, you still have to deal with the point of the Rashba's question. So why does the Gemara only identify Tumi Vakarati then? If we assume for the Raivin, and maybe even for Rashi, that it's Nishtana, even for Rav Chisda, it's Nishtana. Even though it's good equally in Mevushel, so then why does one need to pick Tumi Vakarati as the examples?
Can we say that Rashi doesn't really give a clear indication here because he doesn't need to? Because he paskins like the rib?
We pass in his own separate issue after the Sugya plays out.
Why do we need to explain within Rav Chisda why? Is it necessary
to probably mark it? He knows why Rashi doesn't talk about the middle case, you're saying, right. Because maybe it's not relevant. So maybe you're right. You're saying maybe Rav Chisda does need to talk about that case, and we'll have to figure out on our own. Or Rav Chisda does discuss it. It lies within Rav Chisda. Why did Rashi bend over backwards not to learn it that way? Why did Rashi say, Kol Yerek HaNechel Chai? Why didn't Rashi say, Kol Yerek Shedarko Le'ochel Chai and not Mevushel? See, that would be the Rashba completely. He would have said that. Now, another thing to think about, and this is going to be Nogia more for Tosis. We have to finish the Sugya first before we can do the Tosis. Tosis refers to the Hemshach HaGemar. But think about the following. According to the Rashba, according to the Raivin, we know that what's going on when you take a Pri Adama that's Nechal Chai and it's just as good Mevushel, but then what happens when you cook it? It drops to Shahaka. Why? What's going on? What Mahalach? What's the basis for this?
Mevushel inherently...
Inherently, a Shinui Tam is called a Shinui. Does it mean because it tastes worse? No. Does it mean that people don't eat it as much? No. But it's a Shinui. That's clearly even for Rav Chisda. Just like there'd be some Manda Amar out there that would say this, even if it's Ishtani Liguya, as you see from Hemshach HaGemara, or that you would have said before Rav Chisda comes with his Shita. So Rav Chisda himself is buying into that to some extent and agreeing that if you have something which has Adama and it's also eaten Ruah and it's also eaten cooked, it drops to Shahako because of Shinui. But the Rashba doesn't accept that. The Rashba says that if it's Nechal Chai, but it's also Nechal Mevushel, and it's not worse off when it's cooked, then the Adama stays Adama. Chisda never meant to say that such a case would drop. It would only drop to Shahako when it's Nechal Chai and not so much Mevushel. Ain Darko Yochel Elo B'chiyuso. So then the bracha of the mevushal would be what in that case? Would be shahakol. Question is why? Why? Why would it not be adam? Now, give me two svaras. Two svaras, yeah? Ishtani legreis. So now the Rashba basically is saying it's a din of shinui. Ishtani legreis. But it has to be ishtani legreis. So that's only when it's not darko lishalik. One way. Or perhaps another mahalach. What could you say?
Maybe it's not a pre anymore.
That it's no longer the derech, so then
you
drop some bracha.
When you eat it in a manner that's not the derech, you don't make the bracha of a pre, you make a shahakal. The haraya. Kol she tchilasa wat shahakal, which means what? Ein darko liachel el kishuhu mivushal. That's the ikapri when it's mivushal. So then it's not considered ikapri now, it's not the derech to eat it in this way. So the same way when you eat something chai, what you're not, that you don't normally eat chai, you make a shahakal. So when you eat something mevushal that you normally eat chai, you make a shahakal. So the basis of the din of shoko shahakal, which Rav Chisda read into Ulam Rav Yochanan, maybe is not really a din of shinui per se, as much as basically a mirror image of the din of tchilaso shahakal as well. The tchilaso shahakal is the fact that it's not the normal way to eat it. That when it's raw, so the same thing is when it's shoko shahako, when it's not normally eaten mevushal, you're eating it in a not normal way. So how you could really understand the din of shoko mevushal within Rav Chisda in two distinct ways, Rav Chisda, right? You hear? You could see it also in a sense midin shinui, but the klal of shinui here is exactly the same klal as we know by other cases of shinui, that shinui legreisa drops the bracha. The shinui that's not legreisa does not take away the bracha. But when it's legreisa in terms of the taste, then it's going to be a din of shinui. Or you could argue it's not midin shinui. It's really the same halacha that you see in the case of achol chai when it's not derech to achol chai. When you look in the Rambam, when you look at the Meiri here, you begin to notice that the Rambam and the Meiri, both of them, seem to understand this halacha very much in terms of the normal way to eat it. And that's what it comes down to in both directions. But in the Rashba it's not as clear, and then we'll have to work this out in terms of Tosis as well. Okay, we're going to have Mincha, and the afternoon of tomorrow we said we're going to start Shira 12, so that we won't have to interrupt Seder. Okay.